Here Ahead, temporarily daily breakfast show for Tuesday the 14th of April 2009. That's my brother's birthday. My brother Donal is a certain number of years old today, on the day that you're going to hear this. And I sent him a birthday card, but it probably hasn't got there yet. The postal system between Ireland and the east coast of America, where he lives, is unfortunately hindered by the prevailing winds and various other things, such as the time zones, because that place is 5 hours behind Ireland. Apparently it causes some problem with the airmail. I sent a bank check for my 2009 hosting fees for Into Your Head several weeks ago to America, and I never got there. I had to make another payment by credit card. So clearly there's something wrong. So if you're in Ireland and you're planning to send something to America by post, don't bother. Just get on the plane and bring it yourself. You'll have to buy an air ticket, unfortunately, and you'll probably have to buy that from America. But luckily, the post coming in the opposite direction is okay, so your air ticket will get to you, and you'll get to America. Just don't go whatever way the air mail goes, because you're likely to get lost then and never get there. And then your brother will be disappointed, because not only will he not get you, he won't get his birthday card, which is travelling by the same system. Unless you're not like me, and you're not living in Ireland, and you don't have a brother on the east coast of the United States of America. In which case, none of this applies to you, but just because it doesn't apply to you, that doesn't mean you can't take an interest in it. You don't go on, when you switch off the television, and you see a program about starving people in Ethiopia, you don't say, I'm not a starving person in Ethiopia, this doesn't apply to me, I have no reason to have an interest in this, I'm going to switch it off now immediately, and cancel my cable subscription fee. No, you don't do that, because you don't have cable for one thing, because you're a cheapskate, and for another thing, news doesn't have to apply to you for you to take an interest in it, or for you to at least listen and at least give it the benefit of your ear for a moment until you decide whether it affects you or not. Because frankly, that's the way the cookie crumbles. There appears to have been a slight production issue at the end of the previous segment. Now, you know what I call a production issue? That's because I'm a positive person, or at least at worst a neutral person. I'm not the type of person who will ring up a company and say, I want to make a complaint, because that's a loaded negative precursor to a conversation. If I have an issue with a company, I'll say, hello, I want to discuss a certain issue and see what you have to say to me about it. I won't automatically complain, I'll see what you have to say to me. And similarly with that production issue, it's not a production problem automatically, it's a production issue that had to be dealt with. And the production issue was that I finished the last sentence of the previous segment with the word crumble, but had faded out halfway through the word crumble. So you probably just heard the word crumb with a B. Admittedly, if you didn't hear the B, it didn't make any difference. You'll have heard either crumb or crumb, depending on whether you heard C-R-U-M or C-U-R-M-B. And they both will be the same, because the B is basically silent. It's a waste of space. But nonetheless, I faded out too early on that segment. I was too quick on the trigger. I pressed the left button of my trigger too early, and not press the stop button on the screen, and that caused you to miss out on my L sound, or my LE sound, depending what way you look at it or listen to it. Well, you can't listen to it if I don't record it, so I'll record it again now. Crumble. There you go. That's sorted out. So there's no issues anymore there. There was something that had to be dealt with, and I've dealt with it. So if you've anything that you want to bring up with my customer complaints department, at least have the decency to say that I sorted it out within 2 minutes and 15 seconds of it happening. And so I don't never let it be said that I don't address the consumers of this show and deal with any basically deal with any stuff. Anyway, enough of that. This is a breakfast show. This is the Into Your Head Temporarily Daily Breakfast Show, and we're supposed to be waking you up, getting your day going with positivity and bright sunshiny music and news and current affairs and entertainment news. Now I have to admit, I'm recording this on Easter Sunday, so there's no news. All the Irish news websites and television stations have closed down for the day. There's no television or internet available in this country whatsoever. At least you can buy beer. You can't buy beer on Good Friday in Ireland, but you can buy beer on Easter Sunday. It's considered okay once Jesus has been safely brought back from the dead. You're allowed to buy beer again. But I bought beer on Holy Thursday, so I was okay for Easter, Good Friday. When I heard the news about the 2000th anniversary of the sad death of Jesus Christ, I was able to drown my sorrows in cheap beer from the nearby supermarket, which I'd bought on a previous day when it was legal. So the supermarket won't get into trouble, because they didn't sell it to me on Good Friday, they sold it to me on Holy Thursday, and I'm allowed to consume it whenever I want, because this isn't frigging Iraq, this is Ireland. I can drink beer whenever I want, I just can't buy it on Good Friday, because it's a holy Catholic Christian country. People aren't allowed to buy drink on Good Friday, so we all go out on the Thursday and buy a shitload of beer and then gulp it down our gullets on Good Friday while sitting at home, because the pubs are closed. And this is out of respect for Jesus Christ. So never let it be said that Ireland has lost its thing that St. Patrick gave us. Our absence of snakes, for a start. Because St. Patrick, as you probably know, unless you're an ignorant buffoon, you probably know that St. Patrick drove all the saints out of Ireland, all the snakes out of Ireland, and then he made us all into Christians. So we're all Christians now. We go around believing in stuff. We used to not believe in anything. We used to go and look at things and say, oh, I can see that happening, but I don't believe it's happening. I'm a skeptic. I don't believe in anything. I see the man turning up at the door with the post and putting it in my door, but I don't believe it. And as a result, I'm not going to pay that bill because it doesn't exist. Not least because the postal service hasn't been invented yet. It's the year 800 AD. St. Patrick is on his way over, and I can tell you he's not coming on Ryanair, because this is the past. This is prehistoric times. It's before, well, not quite prehistoric, it's during historic times, but I can tell you there isn't any aeroplanes yet or any postal service. There may well be a town crier, but I don't live in the town, I live in the countryside. In 1200 years time, when I'm making a podcast about this, there may well be a town here, but there isn't at the moment. And even when there is, I'll probably live in just on the outer reaches of the town in a brand new housing estate that was made during the building boom of the late 1990s and early 2000s. Still won't be the centre of the town, so don't get your knickers in a twist over that. And if you do, I suppose you can just untwist them and put them through the laundry, perhaps, and everything will be fine. Anyway, we're almost out of time here on the Into Your Head Temporarily Daily Breakfast Show for Tuesday, the 12th of April, 2009. If you've anything to say about the issues that I've discussed in today's show, or anything you want me to talk about in the future, please contact me. studio@intoyourhead.com, or talk to me on Twitter or Facebook. All the details on the website. We've no traffic news for you this morning because it's Easter Sunday afternoon. I'm drunk, and this show is for Tuesday, so it would be counterproductive. So suffice to say, traffic is probably whatever it normally is on a Tuesday morning. Sorry about that, but at least you've got me to listen to for 10 minutes. Good morning.
Email us at studio@intoyourhead.com. Stalker's Forum guest book
no longer exists.
intoyourhead.com
online voicemail system.
intoyourhead.com.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.
IntoYourHead.com.